This week's parasha is Parashas Vayetze, and it's a loaded parasha, loaded with very, very, so much to talk about in the parasha. I'm not going to talk about a lot of things. I want to just talk about one small, seemingly small idea in the parasha, but I think it's a very, very big idea that we can learn a lot from in our lives. Rachel Imenu has a very, very hard beginning to her marriage. First she loses, quote unquote, she gives up her husband Yaakov to her sister Leah. An act that's almost impossible to fathom how difficult that was for Rachel to do. And then, you know, it seems like it's the worst. You know, like, not only did I give my sister, but like I'm getting punished for it. Look, my sister's having children, one after the other, one, two, three, four, she has four. And then there's the Dudaim. It's not going for her. Beginning of Perek Lamed, Rachel Imenu approaches Yaakov and says, Yaakov, give me children, and if not, I'm going to die. What's the point of my life? Yaakov responds, as we know, very harshly. You saw it in Mesillas Yesharim. Hard to understand even what Yaakov is doing. His response to Rachel Imenu, Chazal even are strict on Yaakov. How could you talk that way to Rachel? Chazal say that what happened was basically, you know, Yaakov turns to Rachel and says, if you want to have children, like maybe I'll give you an idea. Like maybe give me your midwife. Maybe you'll have children through her. So what happens? Rachel says, fine, I'll give you. And he gives Bilhah, she gives Bilhah, her midwife, her helper, so to speak, to Yaakov, and Yaakov has children. First one's called Don. Why? Pasuk says, this is in Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, Danani Elokim, God judged me, Shema Bikoli, here's my voice, Rachel says, he gave me a son, and she calls him Don. Listen carefully. And there's another one. The second one of Bilhah. She only has two. What's his name? Naphtali. Vatomer Rachel. What does she say? Listen to these words, my friends. Listen carefully. Naphtule Elokim Niftalti. Hard word to explain. The Naphtulim of God I have Niftald. What does that mean? Imach Vosigam Yacholti. With my sister, I'm also able. Vatikrashim Naphtali. Very strange pasuk. What's Naphtali about? What's behind the name Naphtali? So Rashi says an amazing thing. Rashi says, "Ani mefarsh lashon ikesh ufesalto." Ikesh means stubbornness, relentlessness, not letting go, going after it, after again and again and again. Nisakashti, she says. Rashi says, "I was stubborn. I was persistent." I beseeched God again and again and again. I banged, as there once was a song that people used to sing, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I knocked and I knocked and I knocked. I banged. Lios shavelach, to be like my sister that had children. Gam yacholti, gam hiskim al yadi. God, listen to me. What's Naphtali? Naphtali is going at it. Naphtali is nonstop. Naphtali means, I don't care what comes in my way. I am going after something. I will not take no for an answer. I have a goal to accomplish, and no is not an option. It's not like, okay, I'll try, and if it doesn't work, I'll stop. I'm going, and I'm going, and I'm going. In this beautiful sefer I have in front of me, Ruchem Levav, it's from Das Torah, he brings a beautiful essay. I don't have time to go into right now with you. I'll give you a couple of quick highlights about how important this midah is for a person to succeed in life. He goes through how so many of our greats in the past, the Avos, the Imos, Moshe Rabbeinu, had tremendous, tremendous challenges, but they didn't care. They said, I'm going after it anyway. One example, Hashem says, Avram, go to that king and sacrifice your son. And the Satan comes and says to Avram, really? Really, you're going to do it? You, Avram, you're the first person who taught the world about monotheism, believing in God. You know what I'm going to say about you? Yeah, God says to kill your son. Everything you worked so hard for in your life, you're going to go ahead and throw down the tubes. You're going to flush down the toilet, says the Satan to Avram. You know what Avram says back to the Satan? Three words, the Medrash says. Amanas Ken. I'm going anyway. What do you mean going anyway? It makes no sense. You're being stupid. You're an old man. You must have lost your mind. You must be 100 whatever years old. You're 100 years old, so you lost your mind. Crazy. Meshugana. I'm going. I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm going at it. Whatever come my way, come what may, I'm going for it. Many other examples, but Rachel is a perfect example over here. Some people say, you know what? I can't do it. I can't. It's not for me. Rachel Amina says, there's no such thing as I can't. I'm going after it. I'm going for it. Nothing is going to stop me from accomplishing my goal. He brings over here the Chafetz Chaim. Then we'll bring it back to home. Chafetz Chaim, people think the Chafetz Chaim, he was such a giant that he was. They think, you know, things went smoothly, easily for him. It's not like that. He had tremendous challenges. He brings one example. Chafetz Chaim tried very valiantly to make a Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. He was a passionate, passionate lover of Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to come. Something stopped him. He was already very, very old. I think he was 90 years old. A few years before he died. And he wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. He tried. And something came up along the way and stopped him. So, says Rabbi Yerucham, a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, he said, you know what? I figured the Chafetz Chaim was going to stop. You're 90 already. Okay, you tried. It didn't work out. Guess what? As soon as that thing went away, the Chafetz Chaim tried again. He ended up not making it to Eretz Yisrael. But that was the Chafetz Chaim. I'm not stopping. I'm going to try. I'm going after it. Abosai, in our lives, we all have struggles and we all have goals that we're trying to accomplish in our life. Some of them are immediate goals, some of them are more long-term goals. That which separates the men from the boys are people that live with Naftali versus people that don't live with Naftali kind of mindsets. If you have a goal, my friends, whatever that goal is, go for the goal and go for the gold. And guess what? You might have setbacks along the way. There might be challenges along the way. But you know what? Don't take no for an answer. Don't take no for an answer. You want to be a Talmud Chacham one day, Rabbi Osai? Why should anything in the world stop you from being a Talmud Chacham one day? Because you have a hard time reading the Gemara right now? I'll say to you two words. So what? So it's hard for you now to get through Rashi now and Tosfos? How am I going to be a Talmud Chacham one day? You know what the answer is? If you really, really want to be, every person in this room can be. I want to be a Ben Torah. I want to work on my midos. I'm struggling with a certain midah. I'm having a hard time working on my patience, on my anger. I keep trying and then I keep messing up. Someone fouls me on the court and I start yelling at them and saying, "What?" Okay, you know what? If it's a goal of yours and you want it, go after it. Naftali, in this parasha, that name is so... What's in the name? What's in the name is... Rachel Amina taught us this very, very important lesson. Let's go at it. And at it. And at it. I'll end with this, Rabbi Osai. This midah that Rachel had when she put it into Naftali's name, it's the midah which has kept us alive throughout all the ages. My time is really up. Just give me one more minute. There's an amazing medrash that you probably know in Eicha that describes that when Hashem destroyed Beis Hamikdash, all the avos and the imos came to Hashem and says, "You can't do it. You can't." Avram said, "I sacrificed my son for what? Yitzchak, Yaakov." And Hashem says, "I'm sorry, Moshe. No one has Hashem's ear, so to speak. No one stops it. No one. Hashem promises that there's going to be a gula, except for whom?" Rachel Imenu. Rachel says, you know what? God, it's not fair. I gave it all up for my sister. I wasn't jealous of her. How are you jealous of these fake gods that the Jews are worshipping? What does the Pasuk say? Kol b'rama nishma, Rachel mevaka al banah. She's crying. Me'anoli nachem. She's refusing to be consoled. She's going at it. Hashem says, "Don't worry." Hashem says, "You know what? I hear your praise. V'shavavarim ligvulam." That's how the gula happens. If we believe in the gula and we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not taking no for an answer. We want it. We need it. That's it. It's going to happen. Today, tomorrow, I don't know. Hopefully, speedily in our days, in Rit Hashem. We should be zochah to learn from this very, very precious midah of Rachel Imenu. She's our mother. Mothers give us midos. We should learn from this midah to be persistent, to go after whatever goal we're going after. Don't take no for an answer. Don't say, No, don't sell yourself short. Become Rabosai. I speak to myself as well. The greatest version of ourselves that we could become. Work hard, put in the effort. Daven Takadosh Baruch Hu, Mishal Siat Dishmaya, to grow in the most amazing ways. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.